Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 414 for Tuesday, May 31st. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was $1.20 weaker to $2 stronger on Tuesday, with the July contract at $511 per ton. The market was supported by losses in the Canadian dollar and gains in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil. The loonie lost ground against its U.S. counterpart on Tuesday as high crude oil supplies and the expectation that the U.S. Federal Reserve could raise interest rates this summer pressured the currency. A weaker Canadian dollar is bullish as it makes canola more affordable to international buyers. Chicago Board of Trade soy oil was stronger, supported by overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil, which spilled over to prop up canola. However, hedge sales limited gains on Tuesday. Farmers have increased selling due to an improved outlook for crops in Western Canada. Widespread rains throughout the prairies kept advances on Tuesday as dryness had propped up the market in previous sessions. Some areas could see too much rain, but dryness often has a bigger impact on crops. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while corn and wheat were lower. Soybeans were up 1 cent to down 8 with the July contract down 7 at $10.79 per bushel. Seeding progress and the expectation that U.S. producers will seed an increased amount of soybeans this year added pressure to the market. Farmers are expected to have switched some corn acres to soybeans this year due to unfavorable seeding conditions. About 60 to 70% of the soybean crop is expected to have been seeded. However, anticipation that crop loss in Argentina could spur demand for U.S. commodities limited losses. Corn was down 5 to 8 cents with the July contract at $4.05 per bushel. Seeding progress pressured the market on Tuesday. About 90% of the U.S. corn crop is expected to have been planted. China has started selling its stockpiled grain, which added to the declines. Wheat was down 6 to 16 cents with the Chicago July contract at $4.65. Improved harvest conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop pressured the market. Favorable conditions for spring wheat development added to the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets. For Tuesday, May 31st, in Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.